Just let your body completely relax and be in a comfortable position. I just want to point a couple of things out that are helpful. To start, as you relax your body and your mind, just let yourself be aware of the external sounds, traffic noise, sounds in the park, any shuffling or sounds that take place in the room. Just relax. Let yourself just be aware of whatever sounds are taking place. The first thing I want you to notice as you're listening to the sounds is that the sounds are very fluid. They go on changing. The sound will come into existence, be present for the moment, and then leave. So as you relax, just notice the sounds coming and going, coming into consciousness, coming into your consciousness, coming into your space, and leaving. The sounds can't be separated from your consciousness. What I mean by that is, it's not as though there's consciousness and some chasm or space and then the sound. The sound can't be separated or removed from consciousness as long as it is there. You can say the sound takes place in consciousness, is not away from consciousness. But the sound can be differentiated from your consciousness, your being. I can point out a number of different ways. First of all, the sound is taking place in silence. Your being is silent. Consciousness is silent. You're aware of the sound. The sound is changing. The consciousness is stable. Just go back and forth with using your mind to focus on the sound and the silent, stable consciousness in which the sound takes place. I can say the sound takes place in the changeless, silent consciousness, which is you. All of your experience takes place in the stable, silent, simple being consciousness, which is you. Let yourself be aware of your physical body as it's finding its comfortable position and relaxing. Just let your mind focus on the body. You can go travel around the body, any place that's tense, or just watch your mind objectify the body, becoming aware of your shoulders or your knees, your legs, the whole body all at once. And notice those sensations of your body take place in the silent, changeless, sensation-free, conscious being that you are. The body is not away from or separate from consciousness. It's not separate from your being. But you can differentiate it from your being because the sensations change. They come and go. And yourself remains stable, silent, complete in itself. Free and independent. Not affected by the perceptions or the sensations. Let your body continue to relax. And now as you relax your mind, let your mind wander and be as it is. Be aware of whatever thoughts or images or feelings that are moving through. Again, notice that your thoughts, your feelings, your images, they're certainly not away from you. They're not away from awareness. But you are still and silent. Stable. whole and complete into yourself. Whatever the feelings may be, or the thought flow, the thoughts and feelings are what they are. Whatever they may be, they depend on me for their consciousness. But I remain totally free and independent as they come and go. Let yourself relax into just your own presence. Once the mind is able to differentiate, to recognize you, rather than being in some sort of unconscious identification with you, let it recognize you. When it recognizes you, your freedom, your stability, your innate wholeness, mind discovers a home that in fact was always there, but it hadn't noticed, and so only had whatever its particular mood or sensation or feeling was. It had no home to rest in. The home, which is yourself, is by its very nature comforting. It's doing nothing to be comforting. It's that by your nature, your being, you are comforting. You are whole and stable and complete. And the mind learns to, as it discovers you, it learns to take refuge in you. Enjoying your stability, your wholeness, it negotiates its way in the world. It works through its hurts and problems. Held by this very stable base. Om.